Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I love talking to those guys. I love talking BA as well. It's fun when you could talk to smart people about things and get their two cents because their viewpoint can occasionally coincide with yours, but also can be different at the same exact time. And that's kind of where I am with Josh Naylor thing, is a lot of people have thrown out a lot of things. And I kind of have this problem in my brain, right? In that there's the analytical side of my brain, and then there's like the human side. You know, like it's kind of like that Spock thing where there's like you operate completely in logic and you can see all the analytics. You can see how these people are thinking. You can see how these people operate. And then there's like that other part of me that is also like, yeah, but I do kind of have feelings too. I'm not full blown a robot. I'm not full blown a Vulcan. You know, I get a human mother. Like I kind of see that whole thing. You know, it's for those of you nerds out there who understand what I'm talking about. Like, that's how I am. And so, like, the analytical side of my brain saw the Josh Naylor move and was immediately like, okay, you moved the 2.2 war player, you know, especially use Fangraphs war, which doesn't exactly, you know, look upon his defense with such bright lights, all of that kind of stuff. Like, I could see all of that stuff. You moved a below average defender, the on-base percentage isn't going a direction that you totally wanted to. The slugging percentage went up in the first half of the year and went down in the second half of the year. Maybe you're not, you know, the playoffs exposed something of what Josh Naylor was doing that this organization didn't like, and it exposed something that I can tell you your fan base didn't exactly like as he proceeded to hit 252 with a 256 on base and a 275 slugging percentage. No home runs, 10 Ks, and 2 walks, and 43 plate appearances. But, like, again, the analytical side of my brain can look at all this stuff and go, okay, if I could take that and give it to Carlos Santana, and I get 10 less bombs, but I get a higher on base, and I get better defense, and I still maintain a veteran presence, and all of those things that coincide with each other for the same amount of money, and I get this compensatory pick, and I get a kid that fits my profile that maybe I could put into the pitching lab and I can hand to Carl Willis and we could hook him up to TrackMan and Repsoto and all that stuff and move a finger this direction and a release point this direction and all of a sudden he gets something worth building upon. Okay, I get it. But then the other side of my brain kicks in and goes, Josh Naylor was a lot of fun. Josh Naylor brought a lot of joy to a lot of people watching baseball. He'd get fire up the headbutts that he did of Terry Francona, the helmet spikes, rocking the baby against the Yankees. The way the dude with that size would hustle on top of it and slide and be covered in dirt and would go absolutely nuts and seemed like a madman and everything in between there. Like there's that side of it too. where you realize that this is also an entertainment industry, and you realize the amount of entertainment that guy brought to the table. And like, that's where the my brain has issues with these kind of moves, because I get it. There was 1 year left on that, and maybe the Guardians looked at his body type and said, I don't know how well that's going to age. Maybe we shouldn't do that. We saw what happened to Prince Fielder with the Brewers. He was really good for a while. The Brewers let him go to the Rangers. He ran into neck issues, ran into back issues, had to retire earlier than he should. Cecil Fielder, kind of the same general idea, Prince's dad. Like, that body type does not age as well as you would like it to. And so I just am like, I'm torn on this. Because I love Carlos Santana. I've been a Carlos Santana fan for a long time. He's walks a ton. He'll hit home runs. He felt like the first time that like you saw the gap of analytics between two separate sides of the fan bases. There was a chunk of people who hated Carlos Santana because they'd look at his batting average and go, he can't even hit his weight. Why do we care? And then you had another group who were like, no, you don't understand. Like, by hook or by crook, he's standing at first base or he hits the ball over the fence. Like, it yes, I know his batting average isn't what it once was, but if you look one move over on the baseball card, you can see where that guy's value lies. And like, I will always love Carlos Santana for that. I wish he would have hit leadoff for a good chunk of the time in the seasons that he was here, but it's not the reality. But it's still like, man, this stinks. This is a guy I really loved watching play baseball. He brought me a lot of joy. He brought kids a lot of joy. He got to play with his brother. That's really cool. That happens with the Alomars, the Alus, the Aaron brothers. Like, the Boones. I don't know if Brett and Aaron ever played together, but nonetheless, you get where I'm going. It doesn't happen very often. And this organization continues to roll right along. And this organization continues to go. And it stinks. Because what I loved about this Guardians team last year was the fact that we had all screamed and yelled about the lack of power. We had all screamed and yelled about how this team cannot hit the ball over the fence. And like last year, they finally woke up and they hit 185 homers as a team, right? It was 12th in baseball. The season before that, they hit 124 home runs and it was dead last. I remember I used to joke all the time about how I think the Yankees outfield actually hit more home runs than the entire Guardians team. And in the modern game, with how good the pitching is, you have to be able to make people pay. And Josh Naylor went into the lab, and he altered his swing, and he started hitting more home runs last year. He hit 31 out. We were all appreciative. In the first half of the season, he was red hot, 246 with a 325 on base and a 491 slug. He hit 20 bombs, or he had 22 bombs in the first half. It slipped a little bit in the second half. He only hit 8 bombs, slugged 406 with a 311 on base, 204 batting average. So relatively consistent, just the home runs didn't go over the fence like they were in the beginning. And then fell apart with the playoffs. And so first base for this team is going to be one of those where for the first month of the season, they're going to scroll over there and you're going to see Carlos Santana be like, oh, it's Carlos Santana. That's great. It's nice to see him back. And then there's also going to be a small party that's like, yeah, but he's not Josh Naylor. But he's not the guy who headbutted Terry Francona and made him wear a helmet after post-game interviews. He's not the guy who rocked the baby to the Yankees. Like, you lose a little bit of that fire. And you lose somebody off of this team that became an instrumental part of it. And it stinks. I'm not going to lie to you. It stinks. I get why they did it. I think Carlos Santana is probably a better player than Josh Naylor. But it still stinks. Not to mention you're handed to a 38-year-old as kind of a Band-Aid solution, hoping that Carl Manzardo turns around. But that's how this team operates. And BA laid it out oh so well of how this team operates. You know, BA did such a great job just going like, hey, man, they've got this figured out. And this is part of being this type of team. Is that you are perpetually thinking to yourself, all right, how do I maintain a winner? How do I make sure I do this? How do I keep the pipeline coming? How do I keep good players coming through this organization and maintain being a playoff team at the same time? And they figured it out to this point. So as mad as we all are at the Andrés Giménez trade, and as mad as we all are at the Josh Naylor deal, moved on with Carlos Santana on top of it, they continue to win. So you kind of have to trust them. And you kind of have to nod your head and go, all right, they'll figure it out. They made the ALCS last year. They'll figure it out. Maybe there's something out there. Maybe there's somebody else that could come in and help this ball club out. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. Filling in for Andy and Jeff today, the great Tim May joining us 1 o'clock today. Letterman Row. We'll also have Kevin Stefanski at 1:30. It stinks. The Josh Naylor trade stinks. But I get it too. Where are you on this deal? Dan Menigan, Baskin Phelps, 92.3.